UNICEF and the nutrition cluster estimates that around 127,000 children aged 6 to 59 months will be affected by severe acute malnutrition in 2012, and this in the Sahel belt of Chad. On December 21st, 2011, the government of Chad has officially declared an anticipated nutrition crisis in the Sahel belt of Chad.
Is there a threat of children dying of malnutrition in Chad now?
Yeah, if we don't do anything from now, we estimate that 127,000 children will die. 127,000 children aged of 6 to 59 months. And the total number of children in the Sahel band, it's 1,100,000 under 5.
Now tell me, Mr. Mas, what is UNICEF doing to help these vulnerable children in Chad?
Basically, the first key action is to ensure a treatment of children with severe acute malnutrition. Last year, we had around 223 UNICEF-supported nutritional centers for treatment of severe acute malnutrition in the Sahel band. But this year, we will have to increase and expand the number of therapeutic nutritional centers to ensure a better coverage. We hope to go up to 270 nutritional centers. And this will be translated in ensuring that all the therapeutic milk essential medicine and ready-use therapeutic food are procured and distributed on time. UNICEF is also providing technical and financial support as well as search capacity for the treatment of severe acute malnutrition.
Tell me about the $2.2 million that the UN Central Emergency Response Fund allocated to UNICEF to assist children there.
For 2011, 223 UNICEF nutritional centers were operational due to the significant support of the Central Emergency Response Fund. Around 68,600 children were admitted for treatment of severe acute malnutrition in these 223 therapeutic feeding centers. Nearly 7,000 received inpatient care, while outpatient care was provided to the rest.
How are these children now?
Well, these children survived due to this appropriate treatment. The operation was a success, and in coordination with World Food Program, who was also providing support for the management of moderate acute malnutrition.
What should be done to ensure sustainability of food security, particularly for children in Chad?
Well, you know, the climate conditions for this year are definitely not favorable to a good cereal production. According to the Ministry of Agriculture, World Food Program and FAO, there is a gap of minimum 20% on the total cereal production in Chad, which is about 455,000 metric tons. And between 30 to 80%, more specifically, in the Sahel belt of Chad, compared to the average production during the last 5 years. Currently, livestock is also threatened by a severe fodder shortage in early 2012. And the situation is further aggravated by the influx of over 80,000 Chadians from Libya who arrived here in mid-2011. And this is also a factor strongly affecting the Sahel region. According to the World Food Program, Chadian families are already becoming more indebted and selling off personal possessions as they cope with the loss of remittance from Libya.
So Chad is going to continue to need international support.
Definitively, Chad will not be able to cope without international solidarity and humanitarian action.